My name is Haley Kim, and I'm the creator and host of Iconic Businesses of Dallas. Join me as I interview successful businessmen and women around DFW to hear their stories about how they got to where they are today. Get inspired and leave with great takeaways from their experiences that you can apply to your own daily life.
If you have something in mind, just go for it. You have to trust yourself. If you think you're good at something and if you think that you can make it, just go for it. Maybe you are not going. It's not going to happen in a couple of years. Maybe it's not going to happen in a year. But if you have your mindset in that business that you want to pursue, just go for it. I mean, it's better to do it than having the regret later on.
This week's guest is Daniel Arenas. He's an interior designer, professional home stager, and now you can add realtor to his impressive resume. We talk about how he moved to the U.S. and made a complete career change. With 15 years of experience under his belt, he specializes in modern design and can help with anything from decor to a total home makeover. Good morning, and thanks for joining me for another episode of Iconic Business of Dallas. Today I have with me Daniel Arenas.
Arenas, yeah.
Arenas. Ooh, where is that from?
It's from Mexico, actually.
Ah, where in Mexico are you from?
Mexico City, originally,
awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I moved to Dallas when I was 20-something, 22, 23, I think, from Mexico City. I was pursuing an MBA in business administration, actually. I found out that it wasn't my thing at all, so I decided to go to this interior design school, El Centro in downtown, actually.
And oh!
I absolutely love it, yeah.
I actually went to El Centro for my nursing degree.
Did you really?
The first one, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, it's really good program. I mean, they have really good teachers and everything, so I recommend it.
Yeah. So what made you get into design? Have you always kind of had a
I always had that in the back of my mind. Like, I always loved furniture. You know, when I was at my mom's house, I remember when I was little, tried to rearrange the furniture. And, yeah, she will take me to pick furniture, and I will help her. Or she will ask me for her opinion all the time. So I think that's been all in the back of my mind. So finally, I was able to go for it.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's like a business and then design, such opposite things,
yeah, it's
right?
Completely different, yeah.
That's cool. So how long have you been doing it now?
It's been probably like a little bit over 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it has changed a lot. Interior design back in the days, it wasn't the thing that is right now. I think it's getting very popular. So
definitely.
With Instagram and Facebook and all that kind of stuff, I think it's been growing. It's a market that it's been growing the last few years, for sure.
You started doing interior design first, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
It was more of a decorating thing. Like, I will go to houses and I just will pick color paint, you know, like furniture and maybe some accents, some paintings. Not so much about, like, trying to rearrange the whole configuration of the house or renovations and all that kind of stuff. So it was more like...
More like decorating?
Yeah.
So how did you get started? Like, how did you jump in once you graduated?
Well, I started back in the days. I was living with somebody, my roommate, actually, and he started, like, passing the word around that I just finished interior design school.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's how basically I started, like, you know, like, you know people, and they start asking you questions about, you know, some kind of tips or about something on furniture or, I don't know, pillows or some kind of stuff. So that's how I started, basically.
Huh. That's always the best way, I think, like word of mouth, because
yeah.
Then it's free.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you never know who is going to recommend you, actually.
Like, that's so awesome.
People that you didn't think that it was going to do, those are the ones that are always telling something about you.
When did you start getting into the stagings? Because you now do staging for, like, homes for sale.
Correct. Well, that's something that I've been doing recently. I just got my real estate license, actually, like a year and a half ago.
Woo-hoo, congrats.
Yeah, I know. So the whole reason why I got the real estate license is because I wanted to combine interior design and real estate. I think they go together very well.
Absolutely.
But then I saw that there's this niche where you can, it has a lot of potential, which is staging. Either you can go like super expensive companies or super cheap companies. There is not something like it's in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And also, all the staging companies that are out there, they basically are very, they're not very personalized.
Okay, yeah.
So when I do a staging, I like to do my staging and I like to do a little bit of me, let's say it that way. I like to put my personal touch in, even if it's a staging. I represent my style in the stitching too. So I think that's going to set me apart from other companies.
And you do like the modern look that it's like real modern, sexy kind of.
Yeah, I try to go for the very clean line modern. Something that nobody, I think, in Dallas is doing right now. Everything is very generalized. So I like to do for the very clean modern aesthetic. Which is a good market in Dallas, I think.
Yeah.
Especially for all the young people now that are selling their houses.
Definitely.
And also that they are looking for houses too. So that's more appealing for them.
And I didn't realize how important staging was until I really got into real estate as well. Because now when we're doing like open houses or selling these million-dollar homes, you're like, you walk into an empty one and it just doesn't blow you away. But then with the right furniture, you're just like, wow, I want to live here. I mean, it's does wonders.
Yeah, I think that's the whole purpose of staging is give the client the perspective or how they can live in that house.
Yeah.
It's more, I'm trying to create more of a lifestyle. I'm trying to make them see themselves living in that house.
Yeah.
So it's not just about putting furniture here and there. It's more like the people can fall in love with the property.
Yeah, and really, like, people like me, I like to think I have pretty good style, like, fashion or whatever, but when I am looking at a house, like, I can't decorate a blank, like, empty room by myself. I'm the type that I know what I like when I see it or I don't like when I see it. Like, I have to see it together. I can't piece things together like you do, so I don't have the brain capacity for that, like the creativity
that
comes with that.
Yeah, that's funny, because most of the people, they think that it's not hard. Complicated.
Oh,
just
my God,
to go,
it is so
let's
hard.
Go to Home Depot or whatever, no. Lowe's, and let's pick some paint color, and then let's go to, I don't know, whatever your furniture choice is, and let's just pick furniture. But it's not, I mean, it's not that easy. I mean,
it's so hard.
There has to be some cohesion between the furniture, between the painting, between the fabric, between the textures, between the lighting too. I mean, that's one of the most important things. Yeah. So yeah, I don't think people think that it's easy, but it's not at all. Even for us interior designers, sometimes it's a little confusing because you don't want to mess it up, so.
Well, even like paint, if you want like a gray paint, there's a million different paints. So it's like you can pick one and it'll be two blue or two whatever. And you don't know until you come home.
Yeah, there is also millions of whites too, which is, I mean, it probably sounds silly, but yeah, there's a big difference between one shade of white and the other one. Ones that you look at overall in your house.
Yeah, and it's, like I said, I could look at a catalog or go to the store and see the setup, and I'm like, oh, that looks great. Let me just buy everything and put it into my house, but I can't piece together stuff.
No. I mean, there is so much going on. I mean, it depends the size of the room.
Yeah.
If you have tall ceilings or small ceilings. I mean, if you have, I don't know, it depends on the style of the house too. So, yeah.
I'm going through that headache right now because we're building, and our living room is so big, and it's like the kitchen, and then into the dining, and then into the living with 20-foot ceilings. And
oh my
I'm like,
gosh.
How do you fill that space?
Yeah.
So I might have to hit you up for a little bit.
For sure, I'll be there for you, yeah.
Because I'm struggling right now.
Absolutely, I can give you some advice.
But I mean, with the staging, like once you got into it, I always wonder, like, how do you start with something like that? Because you have to buy all this furniture, and then you need to store it somewhere, right? Or how does that work?
Right, like I've been buying all my furniture, like, fortunately, I have a few houses right now where I have my furniture in.
Uh-huh.
So I don't have to worry much about the storage thing for now. But I mean, still I have a storage unit where I have some pieces.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, once that's the tricky part about this business, that you have to find the next client and have it ready before one of the properties that you have with furniture in is sold. So you can basically move furniture around from one house to the other one.
So what happens if there's a gap in between? What do you do with that furniture?
Yeah, I put it in a warehouse. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So I remember I had a client that didn't want to spend the money to do the staging. So I took like furniture from my office because I have like cute furniture that I picked out and I moved it over there by myself, and then I had to go buy like little accessories and stuff to spruce it up. But man, it is no joke. It was so hard. It took
hours
moving all that heavy furniture. And then
also the tricky part about staging is that the clients or the owner of the house, they think that they can have an input in the decisions about staging, which is Not the case at all. I mean, I'm working with the realtor, basically. I'm not working with the owner of the house because, I mean, ultimately, the thing is about selling the house. Right. It's not about the owner.
You don't have to like it because you're not going to live in it anymore.
Exactly. I mean, you're not going to live there anymore. So you have to let the stager and the realtor do their thing because they know the market and they know where what target they wanna go for the house.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, like I have this owner one time telling me that he wanted to decorate the house a little bit more transitional. Mm-hmm. And I say, well, that's not the people that we're targeting right now. We want younger people because you have a really nice house and we want younger people to live in this house. So that's more of the possibility you have selling your home instead of doing something a little bit more transitional, maybe more old school, let's say that way.
So what did they end up like agreeing with you or conversation to have?
Yeah, right? that's a tough conversation always. But I mean, you have to let them know that.
Yeah.
You are doing this for a reason.
Well, that's your job and you're hiring a professional.
And you know what you're doing, exactly. Yeah, I actually had to change my contract because of that. So, I have the case of this owner moving all the furniture around. Once that I finished staging the house, he went in there and he moved everything around. And I was really mad. So I had to change my contract about that. So
yeah, because you think about it, you put all that hard work in thought and all of that into it, and then for someone to come say it's kind of like telling you your work isn't right, I would be a little offended as well.
Yeah, you know? And it's difficult to make the client realize that it's not their furniture anymore, it's not their house that we want to make them look for them. So they think that they can do whatever they want with the furniture, or they can go in there and move stuff around. I mean, it's a little hard. Yeah.
Well. Another interesting thing I know I want to give you a chance to shout out is your partner and you do work together because he does pictures.
Great, yeah.
For homes, for like homes for sale.
Yeah. He does real estate photography. Actually, this is very funny because he always had this little idea of buying just a camera, just to take pictures when we travel or something, just for the fun of having the camera. But then when I got my real estate license, I was like, hey, why don't you start taking pictures of houses? And maybe, I mean, you never know. You're probably going to like it. Or maybe there's a good business opportunity right there. So he has a very good eye, actually.
He does. I've used him a couple times.
He's very talented. I was very surprised when he started taking the pictures. But yeah, now he's taking the pictures for pretty much all the listings that I have.
I think I love that because you guys work together. And so I know you guys do a deal where if people use you to stage, he does pictures for free. And I'm like, oh, that's a great deal, actually.
Yeah, if you're going to work with me staging a property, he's going to take the pictures for the listing. That's for sure.
That's so cool. I love that. So tell me more about like your business now. If somebody wanted to book you or find more information on you, where do they need to visit?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have a website. My website is daniel-arenas.com. You can go to my website. I have all the services that I provide, starting from staging, interior design. I also have there a little part where is the real estate side of my business. If you want to sell a house with me or if you want to buy a house, whatever is what you're looking for, you can go to the website and inquire. So for any of the services.
Cool. And I want to hear about like any of the struggles you've been through when trying to start that business up, like any hard like road bumps you hit along the way, or has it been like smooth sailing? Tell me about something.
It's been a little hard. Always the money side of the business is, I think it's the most difficult part. Fortunately, I have had a good rotation when it comes to staging houses. So, yeah, I had to put a big investment for the furniture, but I mean, thankfully it's been good. So, all that money that I spent on the furniture, I've been putting it back towards that that account that I spend for. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard. Furniture is not cheap. It's an issue too, especially because I like to use quality furniture. I don't like to use, you know, very generalized furniture. I like to be very picky and specific about what the pieces use for stitching. So that's another thing about me that is going to differentiate me from other stagers.
I was going to say furniture is really expensive because I'm, like I said, I'm looking right now and I'm like, oh my gosh. This,
yeah, usually all the furniture that you see for staging is going to be a really poor quality or very poor design. I don't like to use that kind of pieces. I like to use something that is more conceptual for the house or for the property. So yeah, I think that's the main thing. That's the main problem that you can confront when you start your staging business.
Where do you get most of your furniture from?
Pretty much everywhere. I like this company called Living Spaces.
Okay.
I think they just started in Texas.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. They had a huge showroom in the Arlington area, and now I think they are growing like crazy. So I think they are opening another one in Frisco area or something like that.
Yeah, someone told me that.
But yeah, what I like about that store is that they have very good quality furniture for not so expensive. Mm-hmm. And also they have good design pieces too, like very good statement pieces for either if you want to stitch or you want to decorate your house. I think it's good quality furniture. And also, I mean, there's millions of websites, furniture websites, where you can get really good furniture.
There's too. Like too many.
Oh my God, I know. There is too many. And also, it's really tricky to buy stuff on internet because you never know what you're really going to get.
Because you want to feel the fabric and sit in the chair.
That's right, exactly. Like if you are not familiar with the fabric or the textures or the colors or anything, it's going to be very difficult for you to find something online.
Yeah.
You don't want to be surprised when you receive something and it's not going to fit in your house or it's not going to be the style that you were looking for. So that's why you probably, if you are having trouble doing interior design in your house, that's why you have to seek the help from a professional, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, where do you grab most of your inspiration from?
You mean design-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I live in Germany for a year, so I think most of my influence is from Europe.
Okay.
I like very minimalistic style. You know, like when you go to the Nordic countries, everything is so clean, everything mm-hmm. is so straight lines. And I just like the simplicity of that kind of design. So I think that's my main inspiration when it comes to my work.
Gosh, I'm the same. I like minimalist.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law would always, I forget when we moved somewhere, she was like, we had been living in a spot for like over a year. She's like, it always looks like you're either moving in or moving out. Like you don't have a lot of like stuff on the walls. I'm like, I just like it to be clean. I don't like clutter.
Yeah.
But now I have a almost 5-year-old. There's clutter everywhere.
Right. Well, but that's the fun clutter that you want to have in your house, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm the same way. I mean, I try not to have a lot of stuff in my house because I think you feel lighter too.
Oh, like, yeah.
If you have a lot of stuff in your house, there's something going to be on the way, and I don't think it's going to make you feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, like, Asian and European culture, it's probably, like, because of the sheer lack of space people have. They just don't have a lot of stuff.
Right, right.
And I like that.
And I don't think people realize how important it is for you to have a nice home, a decent home, somewhere where you can feel comfortable and happy living in there. Like, yeah. Honestly, that's going to set the mood for you.
You want a place to unwind when you come home from work or whatever, because like you come home to a messy, cluttered house, it just makes you more stressed out.
Yeah,
you
know? I don't know. I don't know if it's only me, exactly.
Oh,
I don't
no,
know if
for sure it's
only
me.
Or I mean, maybe a lot of people is going to relate to this, but yeah, when my house is a little cluttered or maybe messy, it gets me in a really bad mood. Like,
yeah.
I get super cranky with my husband and everything, and I just want to yell, and I just want to, like, literally run away from the house. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're one of those people that, like, clean up before the cleaning lady comes, and she's always like, your house is the cleanest one that we do. And I'm like, well, should have seen it an hour ago. I try to pick up all the toys and stuff before they come, but
yeah. So yeah, people has to understand that. I mean, it's your comfort zone where you're gonna be, where you spend most of the day too. And now these days that people is not going to the office or maybe they have to stay home pretty much all day, all the time. I think it's more important than ever to have a place where you feel good, where you feel in peace with yourself. Let's say it that way.
Yeah, exactly. So if somebody wants to start off a new business like you did and like totally change, you know, careers, what kind of advice would you give them?
I mean, I think the only advice that I can give you is that if you have something in mind, just go for it. I mean, you have to trust yourself. If you think you're good at something and if you think that you can make it, just go for it. Maybe you are not going, it's not going to happen in a couple of years. Maybe it's not going to happen in a year. But if you have your mindset in that business that you want to pursue, just go for it. I mean, it's better to do it than having the regret later on.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, I 100% support the people that they go for what they want to do.
Yeah. And I think also you have to kind of be a little bit good at it before you do it. Like, I feel like with anything artistic, you have to have kind of like the natural talent, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you can learn it 100%.
If you don't try, you're never going to know if you are good or bad.
Like, right.
The example, my husband, I mean, he started taking pictures just for fun. And now he realizes that he's really good at taking pictures for real estate and interior design and landscaping and all that kind of stuff. So now he's like very excited about that because he didn't even know himself that he was good at taking pictures. So.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's going to start, maybe it's going to start just as a hobby, or maybe it's just going to start just as something that you're going to do on the side, but maybe that's going to lead you somewhere too, for sure.
That's like Matt. He actually was like, he did photography and was art major, right? And so we always joke about like how, oh, great, good thing I went out of state to pay all this money and have school loans to do that. But now, full circle, he uses that eye in real estate.
Yeah.
Everyone's always saying, God, we love your marketing. Like, who does it? Well, it's him.
There you go.
You know, and he has the eye for, you know, kind of like furniture and things like that. Whereas I don't. Like, I can go to school every day for it and I still wouldn't be good at it, you know? So it's really cool that.
Well, it's the same. I think it's the same case with you. Weren't you a nurse or mm-hmm. did you go to nursing school?
A nurse,
yeah. Yeah. So there you go. So what makes you, well, tell me a little bit, what makes you change careers?
Oh, shoot, turning it around on me. Well, Matt was an associate broker at a different agency for a while, and he wanted to start his own, but was kind of like, I don't know if I should do it, and he was worried about it, and I was like, you've been in this for a long time, just do it.
Yeah,
you know, like I'm kind of like you, like you're good at it, just do it, right? What's there to lose? This was before we had the baby, I think. No, it was after we had the baby, so that's probably why we were so scared. But he was like, well, I need agents, right, to help me do open houses, because he works with a Avant Group, the builder, which we love, shout out.
Yeah.
And they do open houses every weekend.
Okay.
Right? Multiple houses sometimes.
Yeah.
So he was like, well, I need somebody to help me with that. And he's like, you can't do open houses unless you are a realtor, right?
Okay, yeah.
Not just anybody can show up and do it for you. So I was like, well, I'll do it. And at that time, I was working as an aesthetic nurse. So I did ER, switched to aesthetic.
Okay.
So
you were on the beauty side.
Yeah, okay, which I loved. Free Botox. Like, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
I need you to take me to some places. FYI.
Yeah, so I was, like, studying. Anytime I had downtime or, like, after Olivia went to bed, I would just study for a couple hours, took the test, and I did it. And for the first, year probably we did. I mean, even now, actually, 2 years, we've been doing open houses every weekend, and I've been learning as I go. It kind of helps that I live with the broker. So anytime I have questions,
that's a huge help.
Just like with anything that's new, I was so scared. I think the best thing with me, good and bad quality, is like I'm scared to do stuff on my own.
Okay.
Like I always want to make sure I'm doing the right thing. Even as a nurse, I was always a safe nurse. If I'm not sure, I'm going to double check.
Okay.
Same thing with real estate, because you don't realize you're dealing with legal contracts. This is people's lives. They're signing away because they trust you.
Yeah.
So I really paid attention to studying the contracts. I know it's boring, but I'm like, it's the same thing every time, but you just kind of adjust it for every client.
Yeah, actually,
client,
for me, it was
right?
a little complicated.
It is.
Far,
it's boring.
I'm more of the creative person, mm-hmm. so I'm not like a very technical person, let's say it that way. So,
but that's
when
hard.
When it comes to contracts, you have to be very careful about what you're doing because you don't want to mess it up.
All that legal jargon, it's very confusing.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, I've been doing it. Now I feel like I don't need to ask him. But I still, like, sometimes I'm like, ooh, am I doing the right thing? I always double check, you know. But that's how I got started. I was doing part-time, and then real estate blew up for me. And so I'm the type that I bust my ass at whatever job I do. So yeah. With nursing, you can bust your ass, but what do you get? You don't get paid more.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that's going to be the secret for everything, no matter what yes. you do. I mean, I think even if you're going to clean windows, if you're going to be the best.
The best. I agree with that.
Cleaner window, it's going to set you apart from all the people, and it's going to get you somewhere. That's for sure. I mean, if you work hard, it's going to get you somewhere no matter what.
I agree with that. Yeah. And I'm always the one, like, I'm going to give 110%, especially if I'm working with people I know. I mean, even if it's a stranger, I still am going to treat you the way I would want my deal to be treated. You know, like, I treat every closing as, oh, my house, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's what I bring to the table, and that's why people trust me. I'm not flashy. I don't advertise all the time. But I stayed busy. This has been my busiest year. So
That's amazing. Love it. Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the new house, too.
I know. So excited. I know. And you'll have to come help me decorate it.
Yeah, for
because
sure.
Because I'm struggling.
I'll help you for sure.
But yeah, that's why I started. And now I love it. I was going to ask you, because I work with my husband. How is working with your husband like? Do you guys ever butt heads or?
Yeah.
That's the fun part. Give me the get down to the dirty.
We have a little love-hate relationship when it comes to the pictures. Yeah, I'm very creative, and he's more technical, of course. So, when it comes to picture, he wants, of course, he's not what he's doing. But if it's going to be a picture for one of my clients, I want to show something more specific in the picture. Whereas he doesn't want to do that. So we're always arguing about those little details. Yeah. But I mean, at the end of the day, we come to an agreement and the pictures look great. Yeah.
Is it ever like hard to turn work off when you're at home? I always feel like that's all we talk about at home.
actually, it's really hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he also works for a construction company. So, I mean, our worlds are basically attached to each other. Like, when we're not talking about his work in construction company, we're talking about real estate. When we're not talking about real estate, we're talking about interior design and the pictures. And, you know, it's always something. So I think it's hard, yeah.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's like, because we're so busy, believe it or not, I don't see him or talk to him all day, right? Because we're both doing our thing. And then you get home, got to make dinner, hang out with the baby. And then it's like, that's what little time you have from when the baby sleeps to when I need to go to sleep. You're going to talk about work, right? So it's been hard to balance that.
Yeah, you have to catch up on that. Yeah. Yeah, no, I can absolutely understand what you're saying. It's really hard not to get immersed on your daily life issues. So.
And at the same time, though, I love working with my partner because it's like, you can trust them. Right, like anybody else.
And also, I think it's good because your partner is going to know what you're talking about. Like,
yes, that's huge for me.
Sometimes you're talking to somebody about maybe they don't share the same ideas or anything, and they are like, what is he saying? Like,
what
is he talking about? And sometimes they make you feel a little silly. But, I mean, that's a good thing that if your partner is in the same business.
Yeah.
I think you can understand each other very well.
And bounce ideas off each other, get advice.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I remember when I was a nurse, I mean, God bless Matt for listening to all my horrible stories because I was an ER nurse. But he was good about it. Like, he would listen to all my gross stories, talking about all the nasty things I see at work, like eating dinner. He'd be like, oh gosh, can we talk about it later? But yeah, he was very supportive with me. And so I'm glad I can be able to support him now.
Right.
In this, you know, business. So it's kind of cool working together. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it brings you together. So, yeah, I think it's a good thing.
You're designing a house of your own right now, aren't you? Like, all the way from the actual building to everything inside, right?
Yeah, we're excited about that. We sold our loft, which was in downtown. We absolutely love that loft.
It was incredible, by the way.
I still miss that place. But anyways, so we're going to move from downtown Dallas all the way to Cedar Hills, basically country life. we found this really, really amazing lot. It's 2.5 acres.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and we're building this house from the ground. We're very excited about the whole process.
And you got to put a lot of input on the actual design of the house, right?
Yeah, actually, I'm the one. Well, Gary and myself are the ones who are designing the whole thing. I mean, it's gonna be basically all our ideas together.
I can't wait to see that because we're kind of going through the same thing. The house we designed, we work, I think it's like you and I both, we're working with builders that don't do just like, here's four options and you pick one. It was nothing. It's like literally from the ground up, we got to talk about every little detail of the house.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, fortunately, we found this architect. We basically told him what we had in mind. Mm-hmm. And I have all the ideas set on paper. And he was amazing. He basically read my mind.
Oh, that's
when
awesome.
We put everything together, it's exactly what we were looking for. And it's exactly the style of the house that we were looking for. So, yeah, we're very excited about that. Yeah.
Nothing better than when you click with someone like that, because it can be very frustrating, you know? But
yeah. And actually, he was really good, too, because he wasn't trying to put much of himself into the design.
Yeah.
He let us do pretty much the whole process of the design ourselves. So he was just helping us with little details here and there, more technical stuff than the design itself. But yeah, we're very happy about that.
When do you guys break ground?
Hopefully by the end of this year.
Oh,
if not next month, you know, right now with the COVID situation, all the permits and everything is taking forever. So it's been a little frustrated.
Yeah.
Because right now we're living in a little tiny apartment, which when you come from a 2,000 square feet loft and you move to a studio apartment, it could be a nightmare sometimes.
With your big old fur baby.
Yeah,
talk about like no privacy.
Just think about living in a tiny apartment with a dog and a cat. So,
well, that dog's gonna have 2 acres to run around.
I know that's very exciting too.
Just tell him to be patient. I know. I told my dog. I'm obsessed with my little dog. She's gonna be 10 in February. Chloe.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, oh my god, Chloe, you get to live in a brand new house.
Yeah.
You old bag.
Yeah, Oliver is gonna be super happy for sure.
Oh,
I mean, he's gonna be running around. It's an open area, so there is no fences around. There is no
that is
houses.
So amazing.
Yeah, there is no houses next to us or close by. So it's gonna be really good.
I'm like super jealous right now because I kind of want that too. I want like a little bit of land.
Yeah.
So I can have like chicken and grow like my own vegetables.
Well, you can always come over and start, you know, getting chickens and everything. So
yeah, I was like, I gotta try to get my husband out there though. He's like, I don't know if I could ever leave the city, but I feel like more and more because of like this year, everybody's realizing.
Yeah, that's what I tell. I mean, people is always like, I mean, how are you gonna do it? Why did you decide to move to Cedar Hill, which is like basically Yopal Lake? Mm-hmm. And I tell them, I mean, it's only 20 minutes from downtown. It's only 20, 25 minutes if you don't hit the traffic. So, I mean, you are not far at all, but you feel like you are in a completely different area of town.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's very woodsy. It's very, there is a lot of trees. I mean, you have the lake. And I mean, it's just really cool. That's basically the main reason why we decided to go out there, because, I mean, it's very peaceful. Basically, and you don't feel like you are in Dallas, actually.
Yeah, I love that. You can have, like, country life, but be, like, you know, 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I'm going to be close to White Rock Lake.
There you go.
So, but with us, it's like, we have the baby, so we got to think about, like, schools.
And right. Yeah, no, I think it, I mean, for us, I mean, we don't have any kids, we don't have any babies. So basically, it's just a new adventure for us.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know. Maybe it is not going to work out, but you can always sell your house. But I mean, it's what we were talking about. If you have to try, if you don't try, you're never going to know. So.
And I think when you're like, have so much in ideas and it's like your dream coming to life, I think you're gonna like it. You know what I mean? Like my house right now, we I'm like you, we designed every little thing.
Yeah.
I mean, in our walkthroughs, you decide where every little, even outlets or whatever go.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure we're gonna be in that house for a while, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I see what you're saying. Yeah, you have to, I mean,
You're gonna love it.
It's very important, yeah. You have to love it, yeah.
I told Matt, I'm like, you know, I know we're spending a little bit extra on like upgrades and stuff, but guess what? You're never going to want to leave the house. Like, where are we going to go? You know, I'm going to want to hang out there all the time. It's going to have a little office up front too. So
there you go.
I can work from home a lot, which is, you know, I think a lot of people are realizing you need to have that space now because of COVID really showed everyone that.
Right.
And everybody was able to most people were able to pivot and work from home. So now a lot of companies are like, well, why don't you work from home like 2 days out of the week, you know? Why not?
Yeah.
If it's stuff you can do from home, especially with real estate.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good thing with real estate, that you have the flexibility to basically work from whatever you want. If you are not like with clients showing houses or something, you can work basically from whatever you want. And
exactly.
What's best than doing from your house? I mean, where the place that you love and you have put so much money and everything into it. So, yeah.
I cannot wait to see yours anyway. When do they expect it to be done? I know it didn't even start yet, but how long is that?
It's going to be a very simple house. I mean, hopefully it's going to be completely done in 9 to 10 months once that we break ground. Yeah. Once the foundation is poured and everything.
Yeah.
We're expecting to finish construction in about 8 to 9 months.
I can't wait to see it.
Hopefully that's going to be the timeline. Hopefully there's not going to be any other issues once that we get the permits and everything. So, because it's also a very tricky area. It's literally on top of the hills. So that's been a challenge too for the construction company and for the builders, because there is some issues with the land. There is something that it's called escarpment, where you don't supposed to build, or there is some restrictions about it. So it's been a little challenging, but still we're motivated to do it.
Yeah, it'll be worth it. I can't even imagine the views from the hill then, you know?
Yeah. It's a big piece of land. It's going to need a lot of work too, but I mean, it is what it is, and we signed for it, so we're all for it.
Well, and I'm going to post a picture of your old place, just so people can see like how awesome your design is, because that place was sick. It was so nice.
Yeah, we put so much love in that place. Yeah, I mean, it's basically the first place that we bought together after we got married. Uh-huh. So there was so many memories, and we put so much love in there that it was really hard to let it go.
I bet.
I had a really hard time. I mean, it was on the market only for a week.
Yeah, that place is sexy. I'm telling you, I have to post a picture.
Yeah, and it's not a place for everybody. That's the thing too. It was for somebody that, for a very specific taste and very specific likes. So, but I mean, it's all in a week, and it was very hard for me to let it go. Fortunately, the people who bought it with all the furniture included too.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
See, that's how you know you're doing it right.
Yeah, exactly. It was a little sad, but we're happy for the new adventure too.
Thank you so much for being on my show.
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. I mean, if anybody has any questions regarding interior design, maybe they can reach out to you or reach out to me.
I'll link all your information.
Maybe any questions about staging or anything. Yeah, I'll be happy to work with anybody. So.
Yeah. Oh, and I almost forgot. I got to ask you, what do you think is the most iconic business in Dallas?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Since I moved to Dallas, I think what it's been catching my eye the most is the food industry. And I say this because when people come to Dallas, they ask me, like, what's to do in Dallas?
Oh, gosh.
And there is, like, I mean, it's bad to say this, but there is not much to do in Dallas other than eat and drink.
I say eat, drink, and shop.
So, fortunately, I mean, it's a good thing that we have a lot of options when it comes to food, when it comes to restaurants. I think that's one of the best or most iconic business in Dallas for me.
What's your favorite restaurant?
What's my favorite restaurant? Or what's my favorite food?
Restaurant.
What's my favorite restaurant? Oh, my gosh.
There's so many.
Let me think. I love Italian food. So I think my favorite restaurant is called Cibo Divino.
Ooh.
Which is in the Trinity Group area.
Yeah.
They have amazing pizza. They have amazing calamaris and all that kind of stuff. So pasta. So I think that's my favorite place to go. And they have really good wine too.
I've never tried that place. I'm going to have to.
Yeah, you have to. It's really good. They have ice cream, gelato, whatever. Oh, yeah. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. So, of course, I mean, I'm Mexican, so I love Mexican food too. There's a few spots of Mexican food that I would recommend too. But, I mean, that's probably another topic that we can take care of later.
Yeah, well, thanks again so much. I had fun chatting with you. And like I said, I'll link all of your information below so that people can contact you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And everybody have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
For more information on Daniel and the services he provides, check out www.daniel-arenas.com and follow him on Instagram @DA_real_estate_interior_design for some great design inspo. If you like today's episode, follow me on Instagram at Iconic Business Podcast and visit www.iconicres.com/podcast to listen to past episodes. Comment, like, and share so I know you're listening out there. Your support really means the world to me. This episode was recorded in Dallas, Texas at Iconic Real Estate and edited by Sean Chapman.